as part of our WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 vision. Good morning, Mayor Sheets.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good this morning. Thanks for calling.
How's the world of Judea this morning?
It's good. It's great. Sun's shining. I love the temperatures right now. So I
do
think it's
too.
Great.
This is my favorite temperatures.
Yes, me too.
I'm going to ask the automatic question. How concerned is everybody about where our numbers are right now and the potential of going the wrong way?
I'm very concerned about the numbers going up at this point. I just want to encourage people again, you know, we need to wear masks, we need to sanitize, we need to social distance. All these things are so important. We don't want our numbers to keep going up. We were hoping that they were going to go down and stay down, but unfortunately that's not what's happened. So,
how concerned are you and the other city officials about school getting going?
I'm concerned about school opening, but I will tell you that I think that all of the districts, the superintendents, principals, teachers, I think they're taking all the precautions. I think they're very responsible in making these decisions. They know what they have to deal with, and I think they're doing a great job of it. And I just hope that we can keep the kids in school and we continue to get better numbers.
For those who think there's nothing good going on, give us some things about what you think is good, you know, concerning going on right now.
Going on right now?
Yeah.
Well, let me think of a few things. We do have a lot of things going on.
True, we do.
We absolutely do.
Yeah.
I just think a lot of it is personally what you make of it yourself. I mean, I try to stay positive. I think our community is still doing a lot of great things. I know Saturday we have an event going on the fun group is going to put on. And there are good things going on. And I think that people just need to stay positive. They need to show each other that they love them, they care about them. I think those are the things that we need to encourage people on right now.
Right now, as we all know, the words on Prairie Creek Park and the Aquatic Center, which are, quote, both of some of our fun things, are not good right now. So try to explain to people, you know, these things may or may not, you know, we hope they're going to happen in the future here real soon.
Right. We're hoping for Prairie Creek Park to keep making progress. I think I said the other day when I was talking with you that as of right now, we have no events planned till the end of the year. I just want to make sure that the project gets completed, it's been inspected, and that we're ready to open it 100%. So right now, there's nothing planned. If everything turns out that we can, we will have events, but we're not going to make any plans because it's really hard to have people plan things and then have to tell them, well, it's not ready, you can't do it. So,
is the big thing the inspection and all those little, and is there another big project besides that in there that really needs to be done besides the inspections?
I think a lot of it's just the finishing touches. They've been over planting the trees, and I don't know if you've noticed the sod's down now.
And I haven't been over there for a while.
Yeah, the sod's down. They've been working really hard getting the trees planted. There's going to be plants put in place. We have some finishing touches. We're looking at maybe some benches or things like that. So it's just those final small things, you know, finish up the painting, those type things.
And for those who are curious about the Aquatic Center, that's a project that's still out there, but we don't know where exactly.
Right. We're kind of waiting to see what the revenues do as far as our tax draws and our income tax, because that's how we were going to fund that bond for that project. So I think right now we did take a look at it the other night at council meeting during the work session, and it's still there. It's not off the table at all. It's just that we want to make sure that we'll have the revenues to fund that project.
Did your budget hearings go as you had hoped they would?
Yes, I thought the budget hearings went great. I was really impressed. I think the department heads, the council, everybody has a full understanding of what we may be facing. You know, we have to watch what we spend, our projections as far as revenues, those type things. I think everyone's on the same page with that.
Have you gotten any projections yet from the state as to how much of a draw you think you guys might get and how much of a hit you may have to take?
Well, right now we don't. I know Reedy said the other day that they had gotten some information that, you know, it might be 90% of what we think for our draw. We're really hoping that doesn't happen for our income tax, but I guess time will tell for it.
Okay.
We're we're hoping that that does not happen.
All right. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
I can't think of anything. Everybody, I just want them to stay safe, stay healthy, and I want the community to know that I care about them and I'm always here for them.
Okay.